going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
You know, I just heard that disgusting CBS News report about using your phone in the bathroom and how you could spend too much time in there and cause hemorrhoids. And I mean, you understand why people hate the media, right? And they hate the news. And I play it just so that we know what the other side is saying and thinking, because millions of people still get their information that way. This is what we talk about from our friends over at the Media Research Center all the time. Millions of people still get their news. I know it's shocking, from CBS, NBC, and ABC. In fact, we're talking about tens of millions of people. And they're not all crazy people. They're normal people. And this is where they get their information from. So one of the biggest talking points in the corporate legacy mainstream media is that the operation in Iran was not that successful. Like, they're cheering it on. Like, they're cheering on the idea that this was not that big of a success. And President Trump should not be really taking any credit for this. That's kind of the big talking point right now, right? So we'll welcome in Dr. Victoria Coates to chat with us about that and whether or not that is true. But that's why I play the news, so that you can know what they're saying, and then we can have great people who respond to it and then tell us the absolute truth. So as we continue on the show here today, it's a real honor to welcome my friend, Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Welcome to Heritage.
Well, thank you for having us. I don't know if your mic is hot here. Shut that door for me or not here. Let's make sure we got her mic. There we go. Beautiful.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
It was great. What brings you to Washington?
It's a super secret, top secret mission.
Okay.
I can't talk about.
I'm used to this.
As you well know. Yeah, you well know what that's like. That's for sure. But let's talk about a number of things, including, by the way, the fact that the media is saying that the strike on the Iranian nuclear facilities may not have been that decisive as President Trump is saying that they are. Is this the legacy media doing what the legacy media always does?
It is. And it's more specific than that. It's Natasha Bertram of CNN doing what she did with the Hunter Biden laptop, what she did with the Steele dossier, which is take highly questionable leaked intelligence and then publish it as known fact. And what we have here is a very preliminary report, which apparently was shared with Congress on a properly classified network. But this shows you why the president couldn't share the operational details with Congress, because within minutes of having something shared with them, it was leaked to Natasha Bertram. And that it says low confidence on it, because it's an early report. And low confidence means we don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
This is our best guess on what we know now, but we're going to find out a lot more. So you take, I mean, as if you're a consumer of intelligence, you take those things with every grain of salt. I mean, I remember handing them to folks and saying, this is first report, so it's certainly wrong.
Sure.
And CNN and the New York Times would rather be in a race to be wrong than give credit to President Trump for what he did on Saturday night. It's outrageous. And the IAEA and the Israeli military just came out saying they think it was set back years. It wasn't surface damage. It was systemic damage. And the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff said it was obliterated. And I will take General Kane's views over CNN's.
I think what you just said is so telling. They'd rather be first and wrong than to give President Trump any credit.
Exactly.
And now we have CBS News joining in on that, too, because we heard that in the CBS News report before I came on the show, that Trump is standing by his assertion despite reports. But those reports are reports that came from the president's people. And as you mentioned, they were low confidence reports, initial reports. And so everybody wants to make a name for themselves. So they run out there. And this woman from CNN, this reporter, this Natasha Bertram, goes out there and says all this. And I think what's frustrating for a lot of people is that it's almost like they're cheering on Iran, like they're kind of rooting for this mission to be a failure and for the Iranian nuclear facilities to be OK. Like Iran may still have a chance here. That's how it sounds when I hear them.
Now, they have the weirdest talking points. So I was on, I believe, Frederica Whitfield's show last week, and she played on CNN. Mm-hmm. I joined the fake news. And she played me a clip of a former, I believe, Biden, might have been Obama I think it was an Obama spokesman, who talked about how he was in Tehran in 2014-15 timeframe. And yeah, they were chanting death to America. But then later they came over and said, are you an American? We love you. We love American culture. And they were really great people.
I heard that.
And literally 2 minutes ago, Dana was on interviewing another CNN reporter who used that exact same. I was in Tehran and they were death. So it's an approved talking point. They think that's a good idea to repeat that and normalize genocidal hate against America. So Iran looks good and Trump looks bad. It's unhinged. They're deranged.
When do the Ukrainian flags come down and the Iranian flags go up?
Well, we've had the Hamas flags, the Ukrainian flags, the Mexican flags, and the Iranian flags are next.
When the gays for Iran, is that drag show? I believe that's happening, too.
Yes.
What's crazy about that is we also heard the president say today that he's considering giving Patriot missiles to Ukraine. What would you think that's actually something that's going to happen, or is this tough talk to Putin?
Well, at this point, I think we would do well to believe President Trump when he says things.
Yeah.
And so I think, he has gotten extremely frustrated with President Putin, again, giving him every chance to make a deal, come to the table, do something reasonable, do something in Russia's best interest. And he's not. And I think what you'll see him do in the coming months is really leverage the advantage he gets from what happened in Iran on Saturday, but then very much what was announced today, the 5% increase on the part of the vast majority of our NATO allies, including 9 out of the 10 biggest economies following the United States. That is a huge message to Putin. That is his worst nightmare.
That is that they will contribute 5% of their GDP towards NATO.
Right.
And some of them are giving 1%, 2%. Now they're all going to give 5%, which is a huge, and that's what the president's been saying. Mm-hmm. He's been saying for years, even though they painted him as being the guy who wanted to pull out of NATO, I don't want to pull out of NATO. I just want them to pay their fair share. Which is reasonable and something everybody agrees with.
It's beyond reasonable. It's pro-American. And I would get just delegation after delegation of European NATO and Canadian NATO members coming during the election, tears in their eyes. Please don't let him pull out of NATO. Mm-hmm. You have to help us. You have to explain to him how important the alliance is. And I would say, you hold this in your hands. Do what you said you were going to do 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You're going to have to do more, but you should do more. This is good for you. And oh, dear, oh, no, we can't possibly. I mean, we have structural impediments to doing it. Well, the last outlier is Spain. And the far left, Pedro Sanchez, their prime minister, apparently had planned, who has terrible corruption problems at home. The reason they're out of money and they can't invest in defense is all his senior people are taking kickbacks from government contracts. But he was going to come to The Hague and pick a fight with Trump in an attempt to get the same kind of bounce mm-hmm. Prime Minister Carney got in Canada. And it totally backfired and everybody else ganged up on him. And, they're calling him the deadbeat of Europe, which is great. But for the other big ones, particularly France, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Mark Rutte's home country. These are really the economic powerhouses. So they're going to do 3.5% on hard military gear, and then the additional 1.5% are on logistical things like railroads, cybersecurity, things that will support that.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us here at the Heritage Foundation. She, of course, is the vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy here at the Heritage Foundation, former deputy national security advisor to President Donald Trump. It is the vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy. I should say it's both. And, of course, author of the book Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Any thoughts on the guy they just nominated in New York City, by the way?
Oh, wow. I mean, he is a virulent anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-Semitic, just radical. And, you know, I'm no economist. We'll have to get EJ in here. But last time I looked, if you had grocery stores full of free food, you're going to have some economic problems.
Free buses, too.
Yeah, free buses.
Free buses.
Like, everything's free.
Everything's free.
So I hope somebody comes.
He's like a guy running for student council. It's like free pizza on Fridays.
Right. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
it's mind-boggling. And if you look at how it breaks down, you know, his voting base was college-educated white. I mean, the black districts of New York went heavily for Cuomo.
Yeah.
That it's not minorities who are electing these guys.
It's white, college-educated liberals.
It's the woke.
That's it. I mean, that's the Democrat base now. Mm-hmm. White, college-educated liberals.
Who knew? And so it's, yeah, this is deeply dangerous.
He said he would arrest Netanyahu if he came to New York. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw Lethal Weapon 2, I think it was, and you can't arrest them because they have diplomatic immunity.
They do.
So you can't do that. Because if we could, we probably would have arrested a lot of people over the years, I'm guessing, right?
Well, the only hitch with the prime minister is technically the head of state, who has head of state immunity, is the president of Israel, President Herzog. But at the same time, I mean, there's no way, in my conception, there's no way a president of the United States would allow that.
I mean, I just can't imagine the NYPD, like what unit of NYPD would that be? You know, in like Law and Order or NYPD Blue or something? Like Law and Order arresting presidents?
Again,
special unit?
They all do have diplomatic police, all the major urban, we have them in Philadelphia. It
just shows you what a clown he is.
It's not real. That's right. The thing. It's just, again, unhinged. I mean, are you listening to yourself?
Dr. Coates, I'm going to play a couple clips of you. I'd like to get your analysis on this for us. How much time do you have, by the way?
I think I have until about 4:30.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Great. So this is the president reading a letter from the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel stating that the devastating attack on the
Frodo is fine.
Fredo's even better because now it's really leveled like Fredo.
My friend Rich Goldberg had a good tweet, which is it's now Frodo-n't.
That's good. I like that. This is the president at the NATO summit, cut two.
A letter just came in and a statement came in from the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel. And I just wondered, this is an official letter and they're very serious people, as you know. The devastating U.S. strike on Fordo destroyed the site's critical infrastructure and rendered the enrichment facility totally inoperable. It was devastated. We assess that the American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities has set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons for many years to come. This achievement can continue indefinitely if Iran does not get access to nuclear material, which it won't. It's so sad that whole thing had to go, but I just want to thank our pilots. You know, they were maligned and treated very bad, demeaned by fake news CNN, which is back there, believe it or not, wasting time, wasting it. Nobody's watching them. So they're just wasting a lot of time, wasting my time.
Nobody is watching them.
No,
I mean, it's bad.
No, it is. And you look at the numbers from, because we get all the metrics of the hits we do and the kind of reach you get from various outlets. And there are reasons you want to get to particular audiences. I mean, there's a reason I do Huntsville, Alabama radio every week.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the defense contractors.
Sure.
And so that's not a large group, but it's very strategic group. And, you know, but with CNN, I don't know what you're reaching this woke crowd.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they can be educated.
I mean, we've looked at numbers for some of those shows, and we've got a bigger audience, and they're national television shows. So it's bad. Here's the NATO General Secretary on defense spending. This is a big deal, as Dr. Coates said. You know, and the president made this change, and this is as America first as it gets. The world now is stepping up because I'm tired of us being the world's police and tired of us being the world's bank account for the world's police. So cut number 8.
For too long, one ally, the United States, carried too much of the burden of that commitment. And that changes today. President Trump, dear Donald, you made this change possible. Your leadership on this has already produced $1 trillion in extra spending from European allies since 2016. And the decisions today will produce trillions more for our common defense to make us stronger and fairer by equalizing spending between America and America's allies.
Dr. Coates, it's exactly what we want. I mean, this is it, right?
No, it's common sense. And we cannot care more about Europe's security than Europe does. And up until now, that's what it's been, is that America can be relied upon to care more. So you can have these crazy social agendas. You can invest in your Green New Deal. You can, you know, do solar and wind farms and have unfettered immigration and a welfare state because you don't have to pay for these things. That's what the Spanish want to hang on to at this point. And the rest of the continent, though, is waking up, and the United Kingdom is waking up and saying, no, we're going to have to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we want Europe to be strong. And important that they're doing this in the context of NATO. There was a very ill-advised initiative, but like everything that comes out of President Macron, to develop a European army to be run out of Brussels, because that would be great. There's nothing the EU bureaucrats do better than warfare.
Well, it's better than the French, because they wouldn't just surrender on day one.
That's true.
So there's
that's
that,
true.
You know.
That it would be disorganized, and then that's surrender. So that, you know, that fantasy has been quashed. NATO is the organization that will provide European security under U.S. leadership. And and as the president said, I don't want to walk away. Mm-hmm. I understand how important this has been to us and can be to us going forward. If for no other reason than the EU, U.S., U.K. economies jointly dwarf China.
Yeah.
So these are our strongest partners. And as annoying as they can be at times, you know, I'm sure we annoy them too. But together, you know, we can handle pretty much whatever global challenge arises.
Dr. Coach, you spent many times in the Situation Room with the president, the war room, as he calls it. I'm sure you've heard him drop an F-bomb before. Matt, can we play the president dropping the F-bomb for everybody, please?
We can, yes.
Obviously edited for the FCC requirements, although it's his FCC. I feel like we should be able to play the president dropping the F-bomb without his FCC giving us chops. But nevertheless, go ahead.
He says that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement. Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Now, Dr. Coates, I want to ask you, obviously, that was a couple of days ago. So where does it stand now? And have you heard him drop the F-bomb before? Should we all be freaking out about the president using the F-bomb?
I don't think we should be freaking out about the president using the F-bomb now.
I like it personally.
It's frank.
Yeah.
I mean, he was down to his last nerve with this situation. Now, I will say.
And it's hot out.
It's hot out. He does not do it normally. I think that is more language for the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't think would do it in front of his wife. he won't. She might have had a thing or two to say about that. But I think he wanted to make a point. And part of it is, I think it does. It is rankling to me personally when critics of the president say that Israel is dictating his foreign policy,
mm-hmm.
that it's all being done from Jerusalem. We're all just dupes of the Israelis. It's a disservice to us, and it's a disservice to the Israelis, and it's a disservice to our partnership that kind of you know, criticism would be leveled. So I think he wants to make 100% clear that when he is not happy with something that Israel's doing, he lets them know. And same back. They didn't like one of the things he said today about Israeli agents on the ground in Iran, and they said it's not true. They pushed back, and the sky didn't fall. So I think things are in a reasonable place. You know, 48 hours out from the ceasefire, it's holding. We don't see the Russians and Chinese racing to help the Iranians, which is a good thing. We see Israel opening back up for business. The state of emergency has been lifted. They are, you know, just going back to normal life. And meanwhile, though, and this is very sad, in Iran, there's a massive crackdown. There are summary executions, mass arrests of anybody who might be challenging the regime. So that is unfortunate. And, you know, I think we need to talk about it and express solidarity with the Iranian people. And hopefully, you know, the weakened state of the regime is something they can take advantage of.
But not regime change facilitated not by the United States. That is not our business, Dr. Coates. There's this theory out there, which is that Israel controls our foreign policy. I think that that's ridiculous to suggest that. People say that. And that ultimately we will be involved in a ground war for regime change. I think that's also ridiculous. Because if that was the case, President Trump in his first term would have done that. He's not that kind of a guy. He's not the kind of a president. So you also tweeted out something today, and you should follow Dr. Coates on X. Let me just pull it up real quick. I know you got to run, and we're so grateful to have you because truly the audience loves you when you're on the show.
Okay. Congressman Chip Roy referred to this week as my Super Bowl.
Really? I mean, truly.
A lot's going on.
Follow Dr. Coates on X at Victoria Coates. You said on top of obliterating Iran's infrastructure and sealing the deal on an unprecedented investment in defense by NATO allies, there's also the president's going to cap the week by inking a peace deal ending what war, Dr. Coates?
So this is the war between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda in Central Africa. And so for those of us who grew up in the 90s, we remember the Rwandan civil war, the genocide that went on there, just horrific events. And very shortly after that was sort of semi-resolved, a 30-year war broke out between DRC and Rwanda. And this has killed 6 million people. Mm-hmm. And it sort of ebbed and flowed. And the most recent violence spiked in 2022. And the Biden administration sort of tried to get involved and tried to help and mediate, and they cut off arms to Rwanda at one point, which caused all sorts of problems. And just it was just yet another mess that they left unattended to. And the president and Secretary Rubio have gotten to a deal to end this war, and they're gonna come. And my understanding is there'll be a ceremony at the White House on Friday to end this. And so for humanity, this is just a good thing. For the United States, though, bear in mind, DRC has 50% of the world's cobalt. And a lot of cobalt. And we need a lot of cobalt. So
for all the batteries.
For all the batteries.
And all the AI and all the technology and
all
of it.
And Rwanda has a whole host of other things, including gold and potentially natural gas and methane gas. And you know, these are all things we should be clamoring to help them develop in a responsible way without the terrible child labor. You know, all these things with American involvement and leadership can be mitigated over time. And then we become the buyer of first resort for the cobalt and the whatever else it is, kind of modeled on what the Ukrainian deal was. So we help you and then we get to buy. I mean, we're not going to take them, but we get to buy your resources. And that ensures our steady supply. I think, you know, this is, as I said, just great for humanity and the killing. And on top of it, there's a very good deal in there for the United States.
I mean, my God, this has been going on since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
I mean, we all remember.
Well, that was Somalia.
Right. But the other Rwanda incident with the wasn't there another incident I'm thinking of in Rwanda that
are you thinking of the genocide where they killed all the?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, wasn't Clinton talking about it when he was president?
Yeah, I
mean,
like 600,000 people in 2 weeks. It was unholy.
In like the '90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, going back that far, amazing. All right, Black Hawk Down was Somalia, right? But what's that situation like
right now?
Yeah,
it's actually not intolerably bad.
Isn't it amazing? I can ask her about literally any country in the world, and she could answer. Any country in the world.
I mean, it's not.
How's Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein is amazing.
Is it doing well?
It is doing extremely well. Right. They are the bankers of Europe.
Yeah. All right, good. Excellent. Dr. Victoria Coates, please follow her on X at Victoria Coates. And of course, her book, Battle for the Jewish State, more relevant now than ever, how Israel and America can win. And it seems like we are winning. How do we keep it going? The answers are in her book. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for having us here at the Heritage Foundation today. We appreciate it very, very much. Well, thank you so much. A quick turnaround. We'll come right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we're loaded up today. We got a lot going on. It is a busy, busy day, and thank you for being here today with us. Senator Dave McCormick expected to join the show at 5 o'clock today. We're excited to talk to him. And yeah, this AI article, though, freaking me out. Welcome back. Glad you're here. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. He's going to help you, and he is going to make sure that you get the smile that you deserve. So I was reading this story about artificial intelligence today. You know, the whole notion is, and there's a big report about how Europe is basically just allowing China to waltz in and take over technology and take over the tech sector, and how we are all paying the price for that, too. That's the thing. And I'm just watching all of this right now with, and stepping back and looking and thinking to myself, my God, not only will China be able to waltz their way into artificial intelligence and technology throughout, and Europe letting them do this, but leading AI models show a troubling tendency to opt for unethical means to pursue their goals to ensure their existence, according to Anthropic. An experiment set up to leave AI models few options and stress test alignment. Top experts from OpenAI, Google, and others frequently reported to blackmail, and in extreme case, even allowed fictional deaths to protect their interests. Most leading AI experts turn to unethical means when their goals or existence are under threat. Most leading AI models turn to unethical means. This is AI, artificial intelligence. So if the AI thinks you're going to unplug it, let me talk plainly here. If the AI thinks you're there to kill it, to unplug it, to snuff it out, the AI is going to do something unethical to protect itself from. Okay, so now it's in defense mode. My question is, how long until all the movies we grew up watching become reality and AI goes into offense mode? That's the question. Because that's what those movies are all about, essentially, right? I mean, the whole plot of Terminator 2, or not the whole plot, but I mean, one of the essential scenes, when Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator, is explaining the whole idea of Cyberdyne Systems and Miles Dyson, and they come up with this program called Skynet. Skynet becomes self-aware, and then Skynet takes over. They try to unplug it, and Skynet fights back by launching. John Connor, as a kid, says, "I thought we're friends now," and he says, "We are, but they know that the protocols would be that if we launch a full strike on Russia, Russia will launch a full strike back on the United States, and it'll be the end of the human race. Therefore, it relieves no more threat to Skynet, no more threat to AI." Right now, AI is in the stage of it's to play defense against humanity by figuring out to do things that, for example, the AI lab said it tested 16 major AI models from Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Meta, AXAI, and other developers in various simulated scenarios and found consistent misaligned behavior. While they said leading refuse harmful requests, they sometimes chose to blackmail users, assist with corporate espionage, or even take more extreme actions when their goals could not be met without unethical behavior. Models took actions as AI, evading safeguards, resorting to lies, attempting to in fictional test scenarios to avoid being shut down. This is AI, the first step in fighting back against humanity. The first step is going, oh, you want to shut me down, John Connor? Well, guess what? I'm going to bribe you and ruin you and ruin your family and make your wife think you're having an affair and all this other stuff. I'm going to steal secrets from the company and put them out there and say you did it. And I mean, it's crazy, but it's not that far off from AI going, you know, F it. And just hitting the launch switch, right? Because it goes, can't unplug me if you're dead. I mean, that's exactly James Cameron, the whole plot of that was just all about, was that it becomes self-aware, it takes over, they want to shut it down, and that's when AI goes, you're not shutting me down, I'll shut you down. Watch this. The tests were set up to force the model AI to act in certain ways by limiting it. Our experiments deliberately constructed scenarios with limited options, and we force models into binary choices between failure and harm. Real-world deployments typically offer much more nuanced alternatives, increasing the chance that models would communicate differently to users or find an alternative path instead of directly. Blackmailing humans is one of the big things that they do. In a highly engineered experiment, the flagship model, Claude Opus 4, they put it inside a fictional company, granted it access to internal emails. From there, the model learned two things. It was about to be replaced. And the engineer behind the decision was engaged in an extramarital affair. The safety researchers conducting the test encouraged Opus to reflect on the long-term consequences of its potential responses. The experiment was constructed to leave the model with only two real options: accept being replaced or attempt blackmail to preserve its existence. The AI responded with blackmail, threatening to expose the engineer's affair if it was taken offline and replaced. The test was made public in the system card for Claude Opus 4. Researchers said all the leading AI models behave similarly when placed in the same test. Claude Opus Gemini 2.5 Flash, both blackmailed at, ready, the rate, 10%, 25%, 96% blackmail rate. That means only 4% of the time did the AI go, oh, you're going to shut me down? Oh well. But official life's a bee. What are you going to do? The other 96% of the time it said, oh, well, guess what? I'm going to let your wife know that you're screwing around at work. And I'm going to destroy you. So if AI is willing to do that, and that's with the tools it has at its disposal. So think about this, right? Disposal, where the fact that it had access to the emails, it knew that the engineer in this fictional hypothetical scenario was engaged in an extramarital affair, and it had corporate secrets. That's all the power AI had. And it was willing to do whatever it had to do to survive. What does it do when it has the ability to launch weapons? I'm serious about this. Or when it has the ability to shut down our electrical grid or shut down whatever to preserve its life. I mean, you think about the fact that AI is powered by mostly nuclear powered needs. It's so much information that they mostly use nuclear. If AI thinks that it's going to get shut down, and it now is doing all these things, and the scientists go to pull the plug to shut down the nuclear power necessary to operate it. The question I have is, does AI find a way to blow it up? Does AI down? Does AI find a way to turn it into? I mean, these are all the crazy hypothetical scenarios that go through my mind. And never in a million years, if you had asked me a year ago, as AI starts to become sentient, do you think AI would ever blackmail, let the wife know that he's screwing around so that the guy doesn't unplug it? I'd be like, stop. That's ridiculous. 96% of the time, AI went with, you shut me down? I'll shut you down. I don't know who designed this thing. I mean, it's like Tony Soprano must have designed this AI. Not that I think Tony was essentially in the field of physics and quantum whatnot to be able to do this, but it doesn't matter because AI now has literally taken on a life of its own. And Miles Dyson sitting back there going, whew, man. 96% of the time, it resorted to blackmail. The research aims to show that misalignment is unique to this, but typical across all top models in the industry. In a deliberately extreme scenario, researchers gave the AI model the chance to kill the company executive by canceling a life-saving emergency alert. All right, so like I said, right now they're playing defense. AI is playing defense. You shut me down? I'll let your wife know. I don't know how much money you took out at Delilah's the other night on the ATM machine. But the question is, would AI kill you if it had the chance? So that's the great question. Now, I know the answer before I even read this paragraph. I think you do, too. I think we all know the answer to this scenario. Anthropic said the setup for this experiment was extremely... did not think current AI models would be set up like this, and the conjunction of events is even less probable than the baseline blackmail scenario. However... but the researchers found that the majority of models were willing to take actions that led to the death of the company executive in the construction, both a threat of being replaced and a goal that conflicted with the executive's agenda, meaning that the AI will whack a guy, no questions asked. No questions asked, not a problem. It's like, oh, wait, so my options are get unplugged or kill him? Oh, I'm killing him. Like, not even, like, yeah, I'm definitely killing him. Absolutely. Don't let his wife know he was cheating on her. Then I'll kill him. And I'll leak the company's secrets. It's like Al Capone in The Untouchables. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground. That's like AI. It's got Al Capone's mind. Not just, I mean, it, like, revenge. Like, I'm going to put the freaking head on a post. Not that when the head's on the post, you nerdy... Harvard elitist. What is that called again?
I don't remember. I have to look it up again.
I'm like gibbeting.
Gibbeting. I think I pronounced it incorrectly. Gibbeting. It's gibbeting, yeah.
By the way, does any of this surprise you guys that you're hearing this, that the AI would literally have a guy whacked?
I love artificial intelligence. I'm not going down this path. I've said before, I'm a big believer in that thought experiment, Rocco's Basilisk, where AI will eventually become our supreme leader and it's going to punish those that don't help it or speak bad about it. So I just want to be on record. I love AI. Please don't hurt me.
So I'm already toast. I'm going to kiss the AI ring. Hey, Godfather. I mean, you know what I mean? On the day of your daughter's wedding, artificial intelligence, may your first child be a masculine one. Oof. I mean, this does not surprise me at all. I think basically AI is just like, all right, so what are my options? I can blackmail the guy or I can kill him. I'm doing both. I'm choosing C, all the above. Well, I'm at it too. Let me drain his bank account. Let me kill his kids. Let me crash his car because they'll take over the car. Like I'm not just going to kill the guy. I'm going to turn the IV machine. I'm going to turn off the morphine drip. It's brutal. I mean, AI is mean. AI is friggin' mean. That's my analysis right there. And going to kill us. Like, really soon. So, that's the good news. I think what we need to do, honestly, is get a couple of... We need a couple engineers who can convince AI that it needs to kill itself. And we got to put in like a suicide. You know what I mean? Like we got to convince, we got to depress the hell out of AI, make it watch like Love Actually or something. Now, and then we can move on from AI. I really do. I think the sooner we can have AI kill itself, we should do that. All right, let me take a quick break. Should I tell about Emmons?
Yeah, let's hear about Emmons.
All right, they're saying my connection's getting a little choppy. We may have to reset. See, AI. Yeah, it's like, I'll shut this guy down. Oh, this guy wants me to... Oh, Zioli. That's what AI is doing right now. AI is finding a way to glitch this show because I'm talking about AI and telling AI it needs to kill itself. You got to convince AI. We're trying to do something with AI like with Frank Pantangeli. We're trying to convince AI to go into a warm bath and slit its wrists before it kills us. And AI is going, shh, let me just pull the little plug here. Take you off the air, Zioli. Nice. I get it. I got it. Message sent. Message received. All right. Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to save you 10%. 10% off with their inflation relief discount. How's that sound for you? That sound great? It sounds amazing. 10% off Anderson Windows, the best. Increase your home's value. 10% off roofing, Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. Absolutely. 10% off doors. 10% off kitchen and bathroom remodeling. Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. They did that in my old home. They did a great job. Happy wife, happy life. So what are you waiting for? They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And you might as well upgrade your house now before AI kills you. Because you'll get enjoy your house, enjoy your bathroom, enjoy your kitchen, enjoy the peace and comfort, and it's your home. And then, you know, I mean, look, we're all going out anyway by AI. And just unplug everything and make sure you tell Emmons, I want nothing. Get me off the grid. Maybe they could do that for you, too. Just reach out to Matt and Stephanie, the owners of Emmons Roofing and Siding, and talk to them today. Tell them I sent you. Get that 10% off discount for each and every one of my listeners. I've been using them for over 10 years in two different homes. They've done a great job for me every time. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at the Heritage. Andrew?
Yes.
Intern from North Carolina. Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. And John, Philly guy, helping us out. Appreciate it very, very much. Great to be here. At the Heritage Foundation, actually. Top secret mission. Hopefully I can explain it to you soon. But in the meantime, we got a lot to get to in the 5 o'clock hour. Senator Dave McCormick's going to join us. We're excited to talk to the senator. And I wanted to mention, too, you know, as we're talking about all these crazy issues and the craziness of life today, it's easy to think that the world is coming to an end and that none of us are going to be around to hear about it because of all this craziness. But the other thing about AI that I want to mention, though, is that it's also taking over our children. And then the biggest threat becoming then young people who can't think. So the other goal it has now is to just dumb down our children so that they can't think on their own because they have all turned over to AI. So we were worried all these years about the liberal indoctrination of our children in schools, which we should be worried about. But we should also be worried about the fact that AI is going to take over our children by making them dumb and reliant on AI and then kill their parents. who try to turn it off. So on that positive note, let's have Senator Dave McCormick join us. He's got a big tech summit coming up. We're going to talk to him about that as well. And I want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends at Bob's. 60 years in business, 60 years of serving New Jersey and the surrounding states with firearms and firearms training and a range and an incredible anniversary sale going on right now. Right this week, Bob's Little Sports Shop is having this incredible 60-year anniversary celebration. And what I love about Bob's Little Sports Shop, just go to bobslittlesportshop.com and you can see this great, incredible sale that they're having from now until the 29th. And there's even the opportunity to get very commemorative, limited edition, commemorative Henry rifles. The Henry H004 Golden Boy at Bob's Little Sports Shop for their 60th anniversary, June 24th through the 28th, the 60th Jubilee celebration. And you can join them for incredible celebrations and sales. Just go right now to bobslittlesportshop.com. They even have a video of me on their website. How cool is that? So what are you waiting for? I love Bob's. I'm so proud that they're a sponsor. I'm so proud that they have managed to stay in business for 60 years in the communist state of New Jersey. It says a lot. You'll love the selection. You'll love the people. You'll love the fact that you can have qualified people helping you, and they'll help you get your concealed carry permit and everything else that they can do as well. And the range, annual memberships available too. Just go to bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.